Hello, friends.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Brittany. And together we're two sisters who are here to help you learn some tips and tricks to help navigate this crazy journey called life.
You bring the perspective of a licensed mental health counselor and a mother. I'm a mother now. We need to change
you're
that.
You're not expecting this. Yeah.
It's your turn.
When you combine us as sisters, we like to consider ourselves as quite the dynamic duo. So join us as we talk about all life has to offer. So we're excited. We're on episode 2 of our mini series for making it through the holidays. Yep. Yeah. So recap, last week we talked about the invisible holiday load. So if you missed that, go back, listen to the first episode for this mini series.
Talked about unspoken expectations, how do you identify what you're feeling, and then how to know when you're in your burnout or overwhelmed.
Yeah. And just kind of and a reminder that it's normal, what you're feeling is normal.
Yeah.
So today we're going to kind of talk about traditions versus your sanity.
Oh girl, this is jams.
Yes. we'll dive into this. I have a yearly thing that I do with this too. Like that's, we'll talk about it in a sec, but
yeah. I think it's interesting though, because my husband was so funny. So I have a sister-in-law, loves to throw these huge parties. And when I say huge, like they are legit, you know, like
super legit.
big parties. Yeah. And he was there for, I think her daughter's four. I think it was four, her fourth birthday. And it was amazing. Beautiful, huge, right? So my husband calls me. He's like, Tay, I could see you doing something like this, but not like quite the same, but like something like this. Later, I see pictures on Instagram of this party and it was amazing. It was beautiful. And I was like, yeah, Matt, I don't think I do that much, Matt. Like, it was just like, whoa, right? And it was so amazing. But at the same time, I was like, he says I'm extra, but I'm kind of that, like, I told him, I was like, I'm the dumbed down extra, where I love to do things that are like fun and up there, but it's not quite all the way up there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not quite at the highest level. I'm like in the middle, you know? And yeah. I think that's where it's funny, because I've even had to be like, okay, what's actually reality? What is actually not reality? And I think that's helped me balance a little bit more in the middle. Cause like my daughter's first birthday.
I know, I was thinking what to give her for her first birthday. And I'm like, I need to keep this real. Actually, I don't think I told you what I'm giving her yet, but I bought her Trader Joe's Pop-Tarts and I'm crocheting her a Pop-Tart cause she loves to eat.
This sounds about right. And that's where I think this balance of traditions versus sanity, like, what's the expectations of the event? Because I would love to do a huge first birthday.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't care. Who am I going to – what friends does she have? She has her baby friend, Jane, who is 2 months younger than her, and they both spit bubbles at each other. Like,
okay. But, like, let's fast forward to your other son's birthday for the 2-year-old birthday party. Best birthday party ever and, like, the most low-key. Like, talking about traditions versus sanity, okay? I'll just tell this from Auntie perspective. Yeah. Binks loves Costco. He loves Costco.
Did I tell you what he did to me today? I was taking home our sitter from the morning, and we were going past the trip at Costco. Go Costco. I was like, Binks, we need to go get our coats, because we're literally a minute and a half away from Costco. So I had to go home, get our coats. I was like, what do we need at Costco? He's like, go Costco. So, like, he was adamant we go to Costco. So I'm like, fine, I guess we can walk around Costco for a bit, like our daily walk. It's raining, so it's in Costco. He was extremely happy. He sat in the basket with my daughter. Sample. We needed nothing. We just went to Costco yesterday. Nothing. And he was like, Costco. So we did that.
Like Bank's birthday, when his birthday comes around, Taylor's like, I'm going to do a Costco birthday party. She brainstormed all these fun ideas for Costco. At the end of the day, most brilliant thing in the world, she just took Banksy and his two baby besties, and there's videos of them just running up and down Costco aisles looking for samples, and then didn't they get a hot dog at the food court?
They did cupcakes in the food court before, I had bought Costco cupcakes. They sat there and ate their cupcakes because I figured they could wear off the sugar after. So then they ran around and I had ChatGPT pull up some things they could look up for a scavenger hunt. So I was like, Banks, where are the cookies? And he would go run and he's like, Mama, cookies. So the fact that we let all of our toddlers for the first time out of their cart.
They thought it was the best thing in the world. Yeah.
Best thing ever. And I have this video that they're just like this little pack running after. And like my parents were there to help watch the baby girls. Because me and my friend have baby girls and then the other ones are pregnant. So like it's just, you know, just two baby girls involved. That was it. So they were in the back with that. And I feel Banks' heart at the end. And it's just do, 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 do.
And he was so happy.
And he was like, Mama samples, Mama, let's go. Like, he was so happy. It was the funniest birthday I could have done.
Yeah. But so, like, going back to traditions versus sanity, how much did that take out of you for your sanity?
It was nothing.
It was nothing. It cost you like $10 for cupcakes. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was literally, and I was over here thinking, this is going to be the lamest thing ever. And I even told, I was like, Mattson, I debated it, but like, I really knew my son would love this, like, and his friends, right? So I was like, yeah. Mattson, like, do we do this? Do we not? Like, and we ended up doing it because my friend, she's like, that would be amazing. Like, please do this. So we did it. And it was like the best thing we could have done.
Like,
it was amazing.
We missed it because just these little guys just running down. Yeah.
So cute. So funny. And I think that's where you got to ask yourself, what's the actual value that I want from this experience versus what's the effort and is it going to take it away? And that's where, like, I have a friend who, if we were to go on the scale, like, my sister-in-law is amazing and up here, I'm in the middle, and his friend is like as low of effort as possible while also making it worth it, right? And I love that attitude because sometimes she pulls me back in. She was the one that's like, do the Costco party, man. Like, do the Costco party. I'm like, okay, let's do the Costco. Okay. You know, like, and it was the best thing, but like having that balance of she's like, that's what he cares about, so why wouldn't we do that? And I'm like, you're right. Why wouldn't you? You're right. Yeah. And she's like, I'm just going to do whatever.
Costco. Yeah.
She's like, if my kid doesn't care, then I'm not going to bother. And I'm like, great attitude. That is a great attitude because they won't care about the little details. They care about the experience. And I guarantee my son talked about that party for 3 months. Oh, every time. Costco, right now, go Costco. Like,
and it just made it. But like, I think that's a good example too of like letting go, like let go of that guilt and just be like, you know what? Like, this is actually what is best for me and my family. And it's okay. It doesn't have to be what everybody else on Pinterest fits your kid. Yeah.
Yes.
You don't have to do it all because it's these unrealistic expectations you've put in your head. Like,
yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah. And I think that's the cool thing of when you have other people in your life and you're talking to them about it, like that friend that encouraged me to just be like, this would be amazing. Why wouldn't we do this? You know, like,
yeah.
And that was the best response I could have gotten instead of like, well, I'm doing this party or I'm doing that. And she was just like, hello, that sounds like a bank's birthday. I'm like,
yeah. And that's a good friend because I remember being by people when my kids were younger and being like, you have to do this and this and this. And like, I remember one year spending, I don't even know how many hours on this like pumpkin birthday party for Adeline. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And I got a place with a pumpkin patch and it was going to be spectacular. But then on that day, it was pouring down rain. One of the families, their kids got sick. The other one, she used it as like a consequence. So like her kids couldn't come because they didn't do whatever they were supposed to do. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So there was like three kids there. Like, I was so.
I forgot about that.
But I think that was a realistic thing for me where it was like, okay, like it doesn't always have to be this effort. It wasn't worth it. I kept the tradition. I kept the expectation. I did all these things, but like my sanity was fried for nothing. Like, and all Adeline remembers is falling in the mud in her leggings. Like, she doesn't remember all the hours and hours and hours of this birthday party.
And I think that's what it comes down to is what's the value or the moral that I want and what's worth it and not. So like we were going through all these tradition ideas and I literally made a list for Christmas. I was like, okay, Mattson, do we like this one? Do we like this one? Like, what do we think? And each one I had to go back and be like, well, what is the bonding thing or what is a memory I want my child to have? You know, and that's where it's like we really started cutting it down because some of them I'm like, I don't think they'll care. Like, I don't know if they'll really like – it sounds like a lot of effort for nothing versus some of these. It's like, that's me. Like, and that's where I think you got to start looking at what's the value here and what are you trying to build?
Yeah. And we find ourselves like James and I are in this interesting crossroad of the first holiday season together as a family. Right. And so we're like, what?
You got to converge.
We're converging. And so it's really having us go through and be like, okay, like you have your whatever 10 traditions and I have my 10 traditions. We can't do 20 traditions. So we're like, what matters, right? Like, and I'm just picking a number here, but I'm like, okay, I really like to watch Christmas movies with my kids and get Christmas snacks at Trader Joe's. I'd like to do that a couple times. And he's like, great. You know, and like for him, we'd mentioned in the last episode, his daughter was like, I really want popcorn on Christmas Day. Great. Like, it's like picking these little things. And we're like, how can we do this? And then more importantly, like, what are we trying to build here? It's less about like, Mm-hmm. It's less about the actual activity and more about the intent behind it. And we're really having to be intentional about this.
And it's less about what others are doing. And I think that's the key, like the birthday party thing, right? Like it's less about what others are doing and more about like, what do I want to do and how do I want that to be portrayed to my kids? Like I think having a movie night with friends and like treats in a movie night is super fun. And it's low effort for me, especially with the friends that we have, right? So it's like, yeah, let your kid run around, play toys. Here's some treats. Here's the show. Like, you
know, yeah.
Versus others, it may be more intense, but that's where like you can take some of these core ideas that you see. Like I've seen these epic movie nights on Instagram reels and stuff. And it's like,
oh yeah,
it's not. Okay. That's great if that's, but I know like realistically, my little guy is going to sit there for 5 minutes and eat a ton of sugar and then run around for the rest of the night. That's not realistic.
It's not,
versus like, what's going to be good for my kid. And that's where realistic expectations versus not realistic. And then trying to do it all or not trying to do it all. Like what's going to actually be good.
Yeah.
And then I like doing, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're good.
I like the idea of doing an audit. Like me and Madison literally named what we were thought was valuable or important. And there were some where I thought like, I love the idea of cookie hookie day where like the kids take an idea or a day off of school and we bake. And like have a cookie.
Cute.
I thought that was so cute. I just saw it this year. So I was like, well, I love cookie hookie. And he's like, well, they aren't really at that age. And I don't know if I really care about that. I was like, I care about that because I love baking. So certain things where it's like, but that matters to me and it may not matter to him. And that's okay too. But audit and say like, this is what it like shows or what it gives our family versus takes away. If it's taken away, it's not serving you at all.
Yeah. And this is actually earlier at the beginning of this episode, I was like, oh, I love this concept because like, so in the education model I do with my kids, one of the things that is like in this like parent training and all this is to do a 6 month inventory. And so it's accompanied by, so it's a 6 month inventory where you go through everything that's taking your time as a parent or your family's time or detracting from your relationships and saying like, yes, this is a value. No, this isn't. Yes, this is a value. No, this isn't. And it's been really helpful for me as a mom to be like, hey, like we're actually giving 90% of our attention to one kid and not enough to the other or whatever, right? And to be like, how can I rebuild this? And so I think if we apply that to the holidays, like you said, an audit or an inventory, I even printed out, I can post it later, but like I printed out a little sheet as we're blending families. It's been really important for like the James 8-year-old daughter to feel like she's keeping traditions. And so we're like, write the ones that are important to you on this piece of paper. And so I had this little like, with like gingerbread men or whatever, right, on there. And I'm like, you know, like it's, so it's her little Christmas tradition list. But I think it's good. It's good for all of us to do that. Not just for eight-year-old, you know, to be like, what do we actually care about? Like, and you can do that in fun ways too. Like, so I remember with my kids in the past doing like a kind of like a Christmas bucket list. Like we do it at the summertime and we do it at the Christmas time, or we'd have like a Christmas movie bucket list and be like, we want to make sure that we get these 10 movies watched by Christmas Day or whatever it is. And they would look forward to it. It would build relationships. It was a pro-social behavior. And I think that was really important.
I think the key though is make sure that they're realistic, right?
Like exactly.
Because sometimes there's unrealistic expectations. Well, I want to go to this party and I want to do this and I want to do this. And it's like, we can't have enough time of the day, kid. Like we just don't, I don't have enough sanity to do all of that. Right. And that's where, just remember that part of, and there shouldn't be, this is meant to edify, not to hurt. So there should be no guilt or shame. Shame is a deeper version of guilt, right? Guilt is that initial, like, oh darn, I did something wrong. Most of us take it to shame. Where it's like, I'm a bad mom. I'm a bad parent. I'm not serving my family. I'm not providing anything. Like that's doing us no good. And it's also ruining the situation altogether. Saying no isn't what's ruining it. It's you shaming yourself and then projecting that onto other and your guilt onto others. That's causing the issue. Just accept it, own it, move on and do a different thing. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
But we can't just leave it. We have to like keep beating ourselves up over and over. And it's like, why are we still beating ourselves up over something that like just doesn't make sense, you know?
Yeah. So Taylor, like as people are working on this, like in prioritizing what they value the most, like I'm sure some mistakes are going to still be made, right? Like
always
need to learn coping skills. It's normal for all of us to feel overstimulated by things. Like what are some tips if, as people are learning to like navigate this transition, I guess, into a new way of thinking again for the holiday season?
Like how to calm down or like what kind of tips?
Yeah, I guess like just quick coping tools. Like what?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I mean, I think as you're trying to deal, some of these traditions you just can't not do, right? And like they're still going to add stress and it's not for your sanity. Yeah. And that's a different
thing. Making a Thanksgiving dinner is like, it just kind of sucks. Let's be honest. Like, you're in the kitchen for a bajillion hours, but like, it is what it is. Like,
flying Thanksgiving weekend, not fun. We're doing it. Yeah. Not fun.
Like, I mean, kids from custody exchange on Thanksgiving Day or whatever. Like,
not fun.
It's not fun, but it is what it is. Like, it is.
It's a part of your journey. So, like, that's where if you can take a break or take a step back, even like while you're cooking, if I love to like distract myself while I'm having to do a very difficult task. So, like, we flew our kids around the world this year a lot. Literally. And I quickly learned with my husband that we have to have headphones and listen to something. We are not actually watching the show. We are just having a show on because there's a trick behind. I have another sensory input besides kids screaming at me and asking for something over and over and over again.
Hot chockies.
So I have a very high value of taking a break or having some other sensory input besides the thing that's overstimming me and overhurting me, right? So I can kind of escape into that when it's like, so we would literally like, I was like, Mattson, this is mandatory. Cause at first he's an overstimulated person easier than I am because I have the ADHD. And he's like, no. And I'm like, no. This will help you. And it totally changed his ability to handle the flights. And that's where it's been interesting of like, when you're in a high stressful point, that can be a really good one. Put music on, put a show on, put a podcast mm-hmm. on, something to just help you have an escapism from the task that you're at right then. As long as it's like kind of hand in hand, right? Another thing could just be literally taking a break, go set a timer, 5 minutes. A lot of us think we don't have time. Hey, guess what? You actually don't have time for that mental breakdown. It's going to come either way. So like maybe schedule it instead of like just waiting for it to come at the worst time, which a lot of us don't think about. We're just like, I'm too busy. It's like, you're going to break down either way.
Yeah.
Let's plan it.
Me, like I know, like if I take a break, it's even more powerful if I take a break and like change temperature. So like if it's cold outside, which it is right now, go take a quick walk around the block and I come back way happier in that 5 minute break than I would have just been pulling my hair out in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are some like basic physical temperature change or some basic like physical tips that you can do, like a temperature change. If you're in the kitchen cooking, open a window. Easy. Turn on a fan. Easy. Right. Stick your head in the freezer for a second, not all the way in, but like open the freezer and like and cool off for a second, splash cold water on you, take an ice cube and put it on your face and like kind of let it go. All of that can work. Another thing too, is if you have sour things. So studies show because of how the nervous system works, if you put something sour in your mouth, attention is going to go from your fight or flight system to trying to handle that. Cause it's kind of like a shock to your system. Mm-hmm. So it's going to reset it and it's going to help your body kind of calm down from the fight or flight that it was in from all the stress. Drinking something cold, again, you're inputting something down your esophagus is just then going to spread out. Like it's going to make your muscles kind of relax a little bit. You're also inputting something in there. Warmth can do the same. Usually cold seems to shock a little better than warm, but
yeah,
each person's different. Pressure can help too. Like if you're really stressed, then lay on your stomach or like cross your arms across your chest, kind of push on it. And that can help too. Deep breaths always work. Deep breath seems to like stress people out though, especially since they know like I do this when I'm stressed or I do this when I'm overwhelmed. So it's almost like like physiologically, it is the number one way to calm yourself down. Mentally, I feel like people say like when they do a deep breath, it's going to make it worse, which seems like it does for a lot of people. So you can always just hold your breath and let it go and do that 5 times in a row.
Okay. I haven't tried that.
Yeah. Just hold your breath. Count to 10. Banks were working on dragon breaths a lot. He doesn't like it. So then we're doing blow competitions. We'll take like a piece of paper or a tissue paper, paper towel, whatever we have. And we'll be like, I blow this farther than you. And we'll go, and he blows. And he thinks that's so funny. Or we blow bubbles in his water.
Yeah. I think Anson used to like pretend he was getting a bubble, like putting a bubble in his mouth. And then he would like, and like put it in and like hold it. And that would work for him for a little bit. Or was it Adeline? One of my two did that.
I feel like that was for Adeline. Cause like for little kids to get them engaged in something so visual, is it going to work? Like, do my 2-year-old need something that's like right in front of his face?
Yeah, true. So it might be. So it's probably.
Because if I say dragon breath, he's not going to do it. Versus if I'm like, blow this for me.
Then he'll do it.
Blow Sissy's hair. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. And I think that was a little older.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if I think it's funny or a game or something like that. That helps. Yeah, and the last thing.
Realize that, they're regulating.
Yeah. The last thing that I do too is, on my phone is a picture of my kids always. So when I'm overwhelmed with a stress point or something that I'm like, this is really hard, like work or something like that, my background is always that. So I can go back and remind myself like, this is why I do what I do, or this is what I'm working for, right? So mm-hmm. during the holidays, when you're really overwhelmed and overstimulated, like, have your reminder of what your value is and why you're doing what you're doing, because it's really easy to get lost in that oversight of all these things are happening and you lose track of this is what I'm doing, what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember your why. That's always super important.
Yeah. Bring that to the front and then it's a little easier to handle.
Yeah. All right. I think this is a good reminder though, like, to remind everybody that, like, we are in charge of that. We can choose what traditions we keep and what our family values. It doesn't have to be what everybody else does. We don't have to just do it to check a box.
Yeah. Is it, if it doesn't serve you, it's hurting you. That's what I tell everybody.
Yeah. That's a good reminder.
Yeah. If it's not serving you, it's hurting. So what's the point?
Yeah. And nobody wants that. So
nobody wants that. All right.
Well, if anybody has any questions or anything like that, feel free to message us and we're happy to, like, see if there's more resources that we need to put out there to help people kind of understand this idea a little bit more too, or just an application. If there's something more where you're like, hey, like, any other coping ideas for this, like, feel free to message us, let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, there's always ways to tweak traditions to make them actually serve you. Right. So if you have something that you love and you're like, it's not quite working for me, get out of the, like, outside your box and figure out how you can actually make it work for you in a different way. Cause everything can work for you. It's just identifying that. So so identify what's keeping you sane, let go of the guilt and the shame. It's not serving anybody, it's just hurting you more. Next week we're going to talk about mental load in relationships, so whoever you're with and who's actually running Christmas.
Okay. Thank you guys.
All right, bye.